And the idea behind this is using awareness, alikeness, and affection, you can form together a little statement that you can say to yourself that whenever your brain's being a dick or whenever something happens where you feel like your confidence is really low or your self-esteem is really low, you look in the mirror and say you're after surgery and there's fucking bruises everywhere, like hip to hip, like I had, you can feel all of those emotions and then let your brain be a dick because you can't control that, but you can choose to reframe things, right? And so you can reframe things with your self-compassion statement. So this is a moment of suffering. Suffering is a part of life. May I give myself the compassion and love that I need in this time of suffering. Hi, and welcome to the Endo Babe podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the Endo Babe podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endo babes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Endo Babe podcast. Today, I want to chat about feeling confident in your skin after getting an endometriosis diagnosis or even after endosurgery. And I know, and this is something that a lot of people have been chatting with me about, is just their struggle with their self-esteem after their diagnosis and their struggle with feeling confident and looking at their body after surgery. And so I wanted to share some ways to improve your confidence and your self-esteem. And then I have some journal prompts for you as well. Always, I love journaling. So let's talk about self-esteem a little bit, right? Because self-esteem is basically how we think and feel about ourselves. And it usually reflects the value that we place on ourselves as a person. And there are a lot of things that can go into our self-esteem, right? And that can either make us feel, I guess, lower our self-esteem or improve our self-esteem, right? Like unpleasant or stressful experiences, such as diagnosis, a surgery that like mangles you a little bit when you're all bruised and bloated, that can lower our self-esteem. But there are also things that we can do to improve our self-esteem, right? And that includes having more positive experiences. And by experiences, I mean like thoughts and feelings and emotions around the things that normally are dragging us down, if that makes sense, right? Like having more positive experiences, more positive feelings, and more positive emotions around ourselves, around our body, right? And really taking a step back and looking at the progress that we've made instead of looking at all of the things that are trying to hold us down. Right. And a lot of times for most of us, it can be hard to find or recognize even anything positive that you've done lately or any nice qualities about yourself, especially if you're feeling super low. Right. And it's really common to have high expectations of ourselves and to be even more critical of ourselves than of others. And so when we go through something like endometriosis and we're in chronic pain and we have all of these feelings and expectations of ourselves that we should be doing this, we should be doing that, I feel like a burden, I feel like my body is broken. You know, we have all of these narratives around our illness and our body, right? Like fuck endo, fuck my body, fuck my uterus. Things like that are hindering you and not helping you, right? But when you're stuck in a low place like that, can be really hard to see anything other than everything that I just said, right? It can be really difficult to ignore the little voice in our head that says, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're not deserving of love and care because you're sick, you're not deserving of a healthy relationship because you, quote unquote, take more work to be in a relationship with because you're sick. Right. And the reality is a lot of those things aren't even true. We can be so fucking mean to ourselves. Our inner critic is a bitch. Our brain is a dick. And when we can take a step back and instead look at ourselves through the lens of self-compassion and self-love, like you would your best friend that has endometriosis, right? Like if you can treat your body like your best friend, because it is, right? Would you be saying those things to your best friend? All right, so today I want to chat a little bit about ways to improve self-esteem and confidence after diagnosis and after endometriosis surgery. And none of this is going to happen overnight. I want to preface that because a lot of the times, and I know I'm definitely guilty of this, and I've had clients that are definitely guilty of this, right? Like we do things once and we're like, okay, cool. That should be good. And change doesn't happen like that, right? Nothing in our life is quick and easy. There's no overnight fixes. There's no magic pills, right? Long-term lifestyle changes and long-term habits happen by using consistency, right? And being consistent with our actions and consistent with our thoughts, right? And I know I've said this in previous podcasts, but if we don't always have to believe the first thing that our brain says, our brain is a dick. And the first thing that it says is usually going to be something completely fucking awful. But we as a human, as a soul living in a human experience, we have the power of choice, right? And so we can either choose to believe the first thing our dick brain says to us, or you can be like, meh. Maybe not that exactly, but you can just choose. Be like, you know what? I don't actually believe that. You're being a dick. I'm going to look at this through the lens of self-compassion. And this is what I want to say instead. The truth is this, right? But it doesn't happen overnight. It's not just like one time of stopping your negative thoughts in their tracks. It's not just one time journaling. It's not just one of anything, right? It's consistently doing it over and over and over again. And that may seem intimidating, but I can promise you that it gets easier and easier and easier the more that you do it. And so the first thing I want to say is I want you to remember that you are worthy no matter what. And nobody, no illness, no anything can take that away from you. You are inherently worthy because you are. And there can be a lot of outside factors that can make us feel unworthy and make us feel like that's just not true. Everybody else is worthy and I am not worthy. But again, when you can take a step back and make an effort to soften your self-critical voice without judgment, you can start to rewrite those negative things that you say to yourself, right? And you can say something like, I know, like saying this to yourself, right? Like, I know you're worried about me and feel unsafe, but you're causing me unnecessary pain. Can you let my inner compassionate self say something now? Right? That is a really powerful way to stop those negative self-talks, right? So like when your brain's being a dick, the reason that it does that is because it feels unsafe, right? And a lot of the times we think that we're just going to be mean to ourselves first, so that we can't get hurt if anybody else is mean to me. It's kind of like in Pitch Perfect when Fat Amy calls herself Fat Amy so nobody can call her fat behind her back, right? Our brain is a dick to us because it's trying to keep us safe. Because if you're so mean to yourself, any mean thing that any other person says to you doesn't really matter because you're already meaner to yourself, right? But the goal is to notice that self-judgment. Notice when your brain's being a dick and give yourself compassion and try to reframe that inner dialogue so it's more encouraging and supportive. And again, this isn't something that happens overnight, right? When your brain's being a dick, take a second. If you can actually like try to calm your physical body down and get into a place where you feel safe, right? Whether that's taking a couple really big, deep breaths, tapping, whatever it is, say like, I know you're worried about me and you feel unsafe, but you're causing me unnecessary pain, right? Can you let my inner compassionate self say something now? Because the truth is XYZ, I am worthy. I am inherently worthy of anything in this life, right? I'm inherently worthy of all my desires. I'm inherently worthy of not being mean to myself. I'm inherently worthy of feeling confident and having high self-esteem. And something, I think I've talked about it on a couple other podcasts, but our emotions and thoughts and feelings can actually cause us physical pain, right? And so you aren't only having emotional pain and mental pain because your brain's being a dick, it can cause your endo to flare, right? And so the first step is to notice these judgments, give yourself compassion, and try to reframe that inner dialogue and may help yourself feel safe, right? Can you reframe any observation that you have in a positive way and talk to your brain like it's a small child, right? It doesn't know any better. It's just trying to help, right? What would you say to a small child if they were thinking the things that you're thinking? What would you say to your best friend if they were thinking the things that you're thinking about yourself? If they were saying that shit to themselves, what would you tell them? You'd probably tell them that you are a fucking goddess and rainbows shoot out of your butthole and like you're a perfect and amazing and wonderful genius, right? Because it's so easy to give love to other people and see their light and it's so hard to see our own light in ourselves, but we all have it, right? And so that's the first thing that I want you to remember is that you are worthy, you're inherently worthy, and nobody can take that away from you, right? And something that I did like a self-love challenge a couple years ago. And something that I had everybody in that challenge do was create a self-compassion statement, right? And it has my three A's: awareness, likeness, and affection, right? Awareness is like mindfulness. A likeness is like commonality, comparison, things you have in common, right? And affection, like kindness and graciousness, right? And so you can write out your self-compassion statement using these three, the three A's, right? And so mindfulness and awareness is in this moment of suffering, this hurts, ouch, this is stress. You know, it's just taking a second and becoming aware of what's actually happening in your body. Like when you notice yourself feeling really down, take a step back, notice the things that you're saying to yourself. What are you saying to yourself, right? And you can be aware, like, this is a moment of suffering. Like, holy fuck, my left side is stabbing me. My endo is stabbing me on the left side and my nerves are going crazy. This is a moment of suffering. Or this hurts, ouch, this is stress, like whatever the event may be, right? So that's number one, that's awareness. Number two is a likeness, right? It's helping you realize that you are not the only one that's suffering, that's hurting, that has this stress, right? Like suffering is a part of life. Other people feel this way. I am not alone. We all have struggles in our lives, right? And the idea behind this is that I know when you're first diagnosed with endo, it can feel like nobody else is going through what you're going through. And then you discover the online community or my podcast or something else in the endo community, and you're like, holy shit, other people have the same feelings as me. Other people understand exactly what I'm going through. And it almost like takes a weight off of your shoulders, right? And using that can help you see yourself through the lens of compassion, right? So that's number two, is a likeness. And then number three is affection. And so you're saying like an affectionate statement or kind statement, right? May I be kind to myself? What do I need to hear right now to express kindness to myself? I give myself the compassion and love that I need. May I learn to accept myself? May I forgive myself? May I be strong? And the idea behind this is using awareness, alikeness, and affection, you can form together a little statement that you can say to yourself that whenever your brain's being a dick or whenever something happens where you feel like your confidence is really low or your self-esteem is really low, you look in the mirror and say you're after surgery and there's fucking bruises everywhere, like hip to hip, like I had, you can feel all of those emotions and then let your brain be a dick because you can't control that, but you can choose to reframe things, right? And so you can reframe things with your self-compassion statement. So this is a moment of suffering. Suffering is a part of life. May I give myself the compassion and love that I need in this time of suffering, right? So like that would be mine. And I would love to hear yours. DM me with yours, right? You can also make up something. These are all just examples of things. You can make up your own awareness, alikeness, and affection, self-compassion statement, and I'd love to hear it. Right? Another aspect of feeling confident in your skin after surgery is surrounding yourself with people who lift you up, right? Having a solid support system when recovering from surgery, when living with endometriosis, when being a human is so important. And they say that you're like the top five people that you spend the most time with. And so if you are surrounding yourself with people who judge you and criticize you and tell you you're not good enough and make you feel like you're less than or mean to you, right? You are potentially going to be that to yourself as well. You're going to believe them. You're going to feel like shit, basically, right? And so take an inventory of the people that you surround yourself with. Are these people that lift you up, people that support you, people that love you no matter what, who remind you you're not a burden, who understand and want to understand the ins and outs of endometriosis when you're in pain and helping you recover from surgery, right? I think that's so important and a huge aspect to feeling confident and boosting your self-esteem when you get diagnosed or even after endo surgery, right? Another aspect is really reflecting on what your body's been through, right? Living with endometriosis is fucking hard. And living with chronic pain, the top 10 most painful conditions in the world, endo bloat, recovering from multiple surgeries, like it is so hard. And we can be even harder on ourselves, right? Instead of thinking of yourself, like you and your body as a team, we can almost like attack our body, which isn't helping our healing at all. I've done a whole podcast on why we need to stop the fuck endo talk. I'll link it below this. But I want you to really reflect on everything your body's been through and look at it through a lens of my body is so strong. It's doing everything that it can to keep me safe. The pain that I'm having right now is a response to my body trying to keep me safe, right? Especially if you have a nerve component, right? And you know, I talked about this in the podcast with Dr. Cook, the excision specialist, he said almost every person that has, I'm going to misquote this, sorry guys, but every person that has endometriosis basically has some aspect of neuroplastic pain, right? And that just means nerve pain, pain that has changed the way the brain responds to pain, right? And so when we can think about that, we all have some aspects of neuroplastic pain. If we know that that type of pain responds to emotions and how we talk to ourselves, and stress and things like that can actually make that kind of pain worse, can we reflect on how our body's trying to keep us safe in response to those emotions, right? And so this is essentially like mind-body syndrome, right? So we have, the idea behind it is like we have like something emotional that happens to us, whether it be being diagnosed with endometriosis or whatever that happens in our life, and our body creates pain to help us stop thinking about this horrific thing that happened to us, because it's like, hey, look at me down here. Your left side hurts. Don't think about whatever just happened to you. Think about me. This pain is a lot worse down here. Ignore the mental thing, right? Because our body is just trying to keep us safe. And so how can you look at everything that you've been through, everything your body has been through, and say, thank you? How can you look at it through a lens of gratitude? Right. I would love for you to journal on all of that, right? Because write out everything that it's your body's been through, write out all of your pain. And can you look at everything that you've written down and see how your body's done it to try to keep you safe? Right. And this kind of goes into my next part of feeling confident in your skin, is looking at your body with loving eyes. Right. Because like I was talking about a little bit in the beginning, we can get very down on ourselves, right? We can be very mean to ourselves, right? And when we can look at ourselves through loving eyes and actually like kind of get to know ourselves, right? And get to know what you really want, it makes reframing all of the things our dick brain says to us a lot easier, right? Like, I have some questions here for you guys, right? Think about this. Is there any way that you use negative criticism as a motivator in your life? Is there a trait that you criticize often for having, right? Like extra weight, pain, whatever, because you think that being hard on yourself will help you change. Let me say that again. Like, is there a trait that you criticize yourself for because you think that being hard on yourself will help you change? Right? Is there a way that you can think of a kinder, more caring way to motivate yourself to make that change if it's a change that you actually need to make? And every time you notice yourself being critical of that trait in the future, notice that judgment. Give yourself compassion and try to reframe your inner dialogue so it's more encouraging and supportive, right? Because there are a lot of things, so many things that we say to ourselves that just aren't helpful, but we say it because either we think that, like I said earlier, being mean to ourselves, we're trying to protect ourselves. If we're mean to us, anybody else being mean to us doesn't matter because we're already so mean. Or do you think that being mean to yourself and criticizing yourself, being hard on yourself, is going to help you change? Is it going to help you exercise when you're in pain, when you shouldn't, right? Instead of listening to your body when it's begging you for rest, you're just pushing through because you're being hard on yourself. So how can you look at yourself through a more loving lens? How can you look at your body with loving eyes? And we can't go from self-loathing to self-love. That jump is too high, right? Can we go from self-loathing to indifference to kind of feeling okay, to feeling good about ourselves, to really liking ourselves, to loving ourselves, right? How can you move from every time you look at your body in the mirror, cringing, not even being able to like look at yourself directly in the eyes, right? Or look at your body without like squeezing all your fat together or whatever, How can you move from that place to looking in the mirror and being like, this is my human body, right? To, I don't hate my human body. To, I'm kind of starting to like everything. To just like feeling indifferent, to finally being like, fuck yeah, I look good. Walking around naked all the time. I know that seems like a big jump. And again, like I said in the beginning, nothing happens overnight, but you can get from that place to feeling so good about yourself. But what are you doing to help keep yourself in a state of self-loathing, right? Are you looking in the mirror and squeezing all your fat together and being like, God, I'm such a fat turd. I hate the way I look. My legs are too big. My butt's too big. I don't like my stomach. I don't like my boobs. My skin looks bad. I hate my hair. You know, are you looking in the mirror and like consciously thinking all of that stuff? And if you are, how is that making you feel? Is that keeping you in a place of self-loathing? Or is that helping you feel indifferent about your body or liking your body or loving your body, right? Because if I said all of that crap to myself, I would be in a state of self-loathing. I don't know why that's so hard for me to say. Anyway, right? So what are you saying to yourself? Are you noticing what you're saying to yourself? Are you being consciously aware of the shit your dick brain is saying to yourself? Because if you're not, you're just walking around on autopilot, hoping one day you'll feel confident and grasping at air and then like feeling like crap because you're being really mean to yourself and you don't even know you're being mean to yourself, right? So next time you look in the mirror, I want you to notice, just notice. Start noticing. That's the first key to all of it, is just noticing what shit you're saying to yourself, what your brain is saying to you, just noticing it, right? And being like, huh, no wonder I don't feel good about myself. I am fucking very mean to myself. And then you can take a step back and be like, okay, cool. I am being a dick to myself. Can I look at this through more loving eyes, right? We don't have to dig into like why we're being mean to ourselves. You can do that in therapy if you want. But like noticing that you're being mean to yourself, noticing the judgments, and choosing, making a conscious choice to reframe those judgments to help you move forward and make you feel better, right? So when you look in the mirror, you're not like, oh God, look at all these things that are wrong with me. You're like, well, this is my body. You know, I'm working out as much as I can and I'm eating as healthy as I can, you know, like eventually, like I don't have to shrink down to any other size. Like I am doing the best that I can, right? I think that is such a huge part of it and something that can be easily overlooked, right? We'd never know unless you're consciously like being hypervigilant about the things that you're saying to yourself. You have no idea. And so I urge you to start writing it down. You can write it down on paper and it may be extremely like uncomfortable and like skin crawling, feel funny in the very beginning, because when you first start doing this, you would be amazed how mean you are to yourself, right? And if you have a really hard time coming up with things that you say to yourself on a daily basis, ask your loved ones because they hear you say it to yourself. And then when you notice yourself saying those things, making the conscious choice to be like, okay, I understand that I'm saying these things to myself to try to keep me safe, but I want to look at this through a different lens, through a more loving, compassionate lens. The truth is this. And the last thing that I want to talk about today is celebrating the small things, right? Celebrating when you are able to reframe a thought. Celebrate when you walk X amount of steps. Celebrate when you have just like a day where you feel good. Celebrate when you have a day that you're in a good mood for most of the day. Celebrate when you are able to manage your emotions in a healthy way. Celebrate when anything, all of it, everything needs celebrated. We don't celebrate the little things enough in our life. So it makes us feel like we're not accomplishing anything. But if you take a step back and look at all of the shit that you've done, like, you'd be pretty fucking proud of yourself. If one of your best friends did everything that you're doing, or your child, right, you would be fucking ecstatic. So why aren't you celebrating those small things for yourself? Start fucking celebrating all of it. Right. And now I have 10 journal prompts for you as a way to help improve your self-esteem, right? Along with everything else that I've given you in this episode, right? Number one is write 10 things you like about yourself that aren't related to how much you weigh or what you look like. 10 things that you like about yourself that aren't related to how much you weigh or what you look like. Number two, write 5 things that made you feel really peaceful and at ease recently. Write out 5 things that made you feel peaceful and at ease recently. Number three, I feel proud of myself when. And then list out when you feel proud of yourself. I feel proud of myself when. Number four, my family admires me for my. And then write out what they admire you for. My family admires me for my. Number five, 5 small wins that I had recently are, and write them out. 5 small wins that I had recently are. Number six, my best attribute is, whatever it is, my best attribute is. Number 7, 3 unique things about me are, and then write them out. 3 unique things about me are. Number 9, I feel best about myself when. List out all of the things that help you feel the best about yourself. I feel best about myself when. Okay, I think I skipped 8. Number 9 is 5 things or people that I am grateful for and why. 5 things or people I am grateful for and why. And then number 10, I want you to write yourself and your endo a letter, right? Like, dear me, dear endo, right? Write this from the perspective of an unconditionally loving imaginary friend, right? So like, or from your future self. That's even better. Let's write it from your future self. Write yourself and your endometriosis a letter from you in the future, telling them it's about your life, right? In the future, and how well you're doing and how good you feel and all of the things that you've accomplished and how it won't always be the way that it is right now. I hope you love this podcast. And if you are feeling less confident or less than after endo surgery or after an endo diagnosis, know that you're not alone, number one, but know that you are inherently worthy. You are beautiful. You are fabulous. You are fucking phenomenal. And the sun shines out your butthole. Glitter everywhere. You are literal cosmos. You're made of stardust. You are the universe. And nobody can take that away from you. I love you, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Endo Babe podcast. Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun, and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaBri, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endo babes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe podcast.